Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Stay in touch with the show through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Austin Anderson going to stop in tomorrow. Aaron Weber.
Hi, we're the Mixed Knots, and we're going to do an improv for you. So what we want from you is topic.
It's supposed to be this.
Oh, okay, well, Jesus. Todd pushing buttons.
I love Todd pushing buttons.
I want to make every woman I see. Yeah. I want to make.
What year, Todd?
Do you know what's the matter with
90s.
Me? I'm a heterosexual
mid 90s.
Man.
Yeah.
Just a heterosexual man.
Sounds like he's trying too hard. That song doesn't, that didn't age well.
Really?
I'm a heterosexual man. Yeah, whatever.
I guess not.
But he doth protest too much.
It's a catchy tune.
Oh, it was a good song at the time. My pronouns are dude and guy. Okay. I saw that on somebody's shirt the other day.
No, cool.
I did see. I'm a unapologetic male, and call me a male. I saw somebody's t-shirt on Facebook. I said, what?
I won't give up this guy's name. I grew up in a small town with a large swinging community. They would use color-coded garden gnomes set on the right side of the front door to signal each other. Really changes your view. Friends, parents, you know, they were all banging each other. All the time.
Did he mention the community?
No, he did not.
Probably, was it Villisca?
We're probably there this weekend.
You've probably been there.
There are all ask those small towns that. If they're into swinging or not. Yeah.
I've been there. He does
quiet.
Ask.
Some people do, yeah.
Some people are like, they start laughing. Some people start blushing.
Yeah.
Some people unzip. Like, there's a lot of answers that you could get.
Yeah.
I don't know
now,
that I'd ever
we'll
want to be
about
in a
Maggie Mays and Council Bluffs on Friday.
I don't want to hook up with people that have garden gnomes.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, right.
It's tough if that's your deal breaker. You live in that small town. Like,
just too quirky.
So you choose a different sort of signaling device?
Yeah.
Well,
the upside down
pineapple, we know that's a universal signal of swinging. But what does the garden gnome color have to be?
There's probably a whole bunch of different colors.
So if it's brown, is it ass play?
Brown for butt. Well, wasn't there?
I don't think you have a black
one of those communities somewhere where
anymore.
They used what like bracelets or bandanas or something on their golf carts to signify
was,
what they were.
Bandanas
that's the one in Florida.
It was loofahs.
It was colored
loofahs, like for your shower.
Yeah, well, that was the community that's alleged to have a lot of swinging somewhere in Florida.
Yeah, somewhere in Florida.
I thought all of Florida was a swinging community.
Yeah, I think it is.
It is. Yeah. Yeah,
but I bet you there's more of that stuff happening in small towns, and you even you just scratch the surface of any of these little tiny towns.
Yeah.
There's some weird stuff going on,
aka Avoca, Iowa.
If this guy was able to, color coded. I don't know what means what. I'm curious about that.
Well, yellow means pee. We know that.
Well, I think when it would...
Does the presence of a garden gnome in general just mean, hey, we're open for business?
That's got to be
and
it.
And if that's the case,
yeah,
there's got to be some people that just got garden gnomes
all
and didn't
that,
know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Everybody starts knocking on their door.
Hey, hey, can I come in for a cup of sugar?
Okay, you know? Well, the one,
nobody's knocking.
The one in Florida with the loofahs hanging off their golf carts, white is novices and beginners, purple is voyeur and people who like to watch, pink.
Todd.
And it's even purple. He owns a lot of purple.
Yes, he does. Yeah.
Vikings, I see the Vikings mug right here.
This is all coming into focus
Got
now.
Got nothing to do with the Vikings.
Pink is soft swap, people who like to do it with like in the same room as another couple.
Okay.
Blue, lowest level of full swap, those who can play well with others. Yellow, mid-level swap for those who want to have fun but are still nervous. Black, full swap, those who say, what the hell, and let it all go down. Teal, bisexual.
What about, what color is, wife doesn't want to, but the dude says, I'm into it.
It's the same color as divorce papers.
That could be
it's
it.
It's a vanilla yellow.
True, the house divided.
House divided.
It's got two different loofahs.
Yeah, it's like half bride and groom and half garden gnome.
Oh,
people around the garden gnomes around Wichita and Omaha and Lincoln today. People are going to drive by and go, hey.
Oh, apparently the garden gnome thing is not just that little town.
It's universal.
Yeah.
But garden gnomes are a lot of places people aren't swingers. Cameron's right. People just have them in their yard, man.
Well, apparently I'm looking here at a list of 7 secret signs that you may unintentionally be sending that suggest you're a swinger.
Okay.
And a garden gnome is one of them.
One of them? Okay.
Pampas grass. It's a certain kind of weed grass that I guess swingers will grow in front of their houses. Okay. The upside down pineapple. You said that.
Yeah.
Garden gnomes is on the list. Flamingos on the lawn.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
White landscaping rocks.
Okay.
Ah, man.
There's some people accidentally.
Right.
Either that or there's this whole city. Is
you could unintentionally have most of that stuff in your front yard.
Well, that's why they're saying people need to know. So in case you have some of these things, but you aren't a swinger.
Right. Nick's just trying to keep his pineapples upright.
I'm just picturing a guy drinking coffee right now on his porch and listening to the show, just looking around and seeing all that stuff. Holy hell.
He's learning a lot about his family.
Right. Unsuspecting swingers.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Adirondack chairs.
Oh, man, what's that Adirondack, man?
What does that mean?
It's like the laid-back.
Those laid-back chairs.
Cam, look over here. Yeah. These kind of, you've seen those kind of chairs. Those are everybody.
Push
a sitting in one.
You're literally just describing Florida. You realize most of this stuff is Florida.
We have 4 Adirondack chairs around the fire pit in the backyard.
That's that's interesting because I have an observation for you that, okay, we'll come back to that.
Okay.
All right. What's the
last one is black, I think we've heard this too, black rings on the right hand.
Okay. Because I was going to say the black, when I went to get my wedding ring, the jeweler told us, like, oh, yeah, the black is, swingers get that.
Black ring. I have a black ring on my...
On the right hand.
On the right hand. Right,
but apparently it has to be on the right hand. But my jeweler said it's just the black wedding ring in general. And I was like, dang, I know a lot of dudes that opt for the black wedding ring. They're like, oh, the black one looks cool. But I don't know if they know that they're putting that out here. And I just happened to notice we got a couple black wedding rings.
Well, this is a silicone ring.
Well, I rarely wear my
wedding ring anymore because it breaks.
Yeah.
According to Oakland, Nebraska, people at Nick's show, it's the color of the rocks in your yard.
Oh, that's the white. The white rocks.
White rocks is a symbol for swingers. And that there was a guy in the crowd that yelled, some people were mad because he busted the swingers in Oakland out.
Yeah, we had a conversation.
Oh.
Yeah, some of them weren't thrilled about it.
You brought it up and they got busted?
If you're mad about it, you're a swinger then.
Yeah, well, I think that was a situation where, like, the wife might have been – somebody in the couple was more vocal than the other one wanted him to be.
Got it. Oh, I got it.
Which open? Tell?
Okay.
Nebraska.
Nebraska.
Was anybody mad at you?
Well, usually about something.
Sure.
So you could – but in that instance, they could just be like, hey, you know, Doug's got wet rocks and – Doug and his wife go, no, not us. And then they'd look at somebody else and they go, yeah, but like totally us. You know what I mean? You can easily lie. That's a mistake. Like, totally like, oh, I didn't know.
I'm just going, Todd has like a lot totally of purple. He said the Adirondack chairs and the black ring, but no.
I got a black
ring.
Starting
to question a few
chairs,
things here, man.
Well,
got any garden gnomes out front?
I could change the silicone to, because I got four of them for like $8.
Yeah.
I could go with the gray one.
You could, unless
what's the gray one mean?
Unless you guys want to make some friends,
I'm sure that means something too.
You're an old dude. Gray ones too. Yeah.
They're just waiting for your refractory period after the vodka empties out of your body.
Or is this just swingers pointing to everything? Just swing.
Well, I guess
if you're married,
wanting everyone to be swingers.
These are things that they used as secret symbols.
Swingers,
if you have grass in your front yard,
I want to know.
You
want to know
pretty much.
I want to know from a swinger couple, or a community, a swinger community. How do they identify and invite new people to the club?
How are they like the exact same thing?
You live in Oakland. You guys are hot or whatever. You put some white rocks out in your yard, we'll know that you're down. You know, it's like a red pill, blue pill situation.
Yeah,
how do you approach them?
A signal to get recruited?
Yeah, how do you approach a new couple to the community? Not just like to hit on for one time.
Well, you would probably want to be careful about outing yourself as swingers if you approach people who aren't into it.
Yeah, you probably don't recruit. You probably got to wait for people to ask you.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know what kind of
what
kind of subtle signal you would put out there.
True,
I bet it's different in a small town. So I think word probably gets around.
Yeah, you know who to talk to.
Yeah, I bet something like that's got to be harder to do in a city.
But there are couples, by the way, we're talking like all couples do this.
In that situation.
Yeah. There's a lot of young couples that aren't cheating on each other at all, and they don't want to be into this. So if they get hit on that, is somebody pissed? Like, get out of here, dude.
Well, Cameron and Nick would be the guys to investigate this because they play more small towns than we visit.
We've talked about this before. I feel like at least a couple times a year, you'll have somebody come up after a show, and you're like, you get the vibe. You know what I mean? They want you to hook up with their partner or whatever, and like you really get the couple situation.
I remember we had that conversation. You're like, you know how that happens? I'm like, no.
Well, hold it. Cameron's exotic in these towns, too.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's 25 different people they're banging right there.
Nick, you look like half the people in that town anyway.
By the time I'm done with my set, nobody's like, well, let's talk to that guy more.
Two different kinds of comedy, by the way. Yeah. Cameron's smiling, having a good time. You're right. Hey, he'd be fun in the sack. Nick's up there going,
You can always tell the guys, the dudes that like have constructed their act to get laid.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Like that. Like, mine's
yeah, but that's single guys.
Yours isn't like that.
Yeah.
But you can. You see those dudes, those acts, then they're like, it's like they're just throwing fishing line out, you know?
I mean, but when you finish with the bang and a sandwich over and over again thing, they might just think that you're spent. Like, look, he's done for the night. There's no point in this.
You don't want us. We're not a sandwich. All right. We always take your calls on the swingers and stuff like that. And Kelly checked in, too, and she always shows us some cans when she does that. This sounds awful, but I just want to get off and move along. Hanging out with anybody's stupid. Great D doesn't mean that you're somebody you want to hang with. Okay.
That's fair.
Yeah.
She just wants to go home.
Now read the email.
Yeah. Oh, now here's your email. Right. Cameron logs in with us. Where are you at, Cameron, this weekend? You're in Hastings.
No, Grand Island. Grand Island.
There's got to be a swinger community out there.
I'm sure there is.
There's got to be.
Yeah, but, that's a bigger town.
And Nick's in Council Bluffs.
Yes, Maggie Mays in Council Bluffs, Friday night.
And we know that town can be crazy. So
the third largest city in Nebraska, I believe.
And also our buddy Austin Anderson, who now lives in a very small town.
Yeah.
He's a nut job. He'll be here tomorrow.
And we love him.
And Aaron Weber. Comedian Aaron Weber is the funny bone this week. I'm going to stop in on Friday. Go on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.